in the Tribune, Bill Daly wrote a piece about the battle of the ketchups. They taste 12. They taste 12 ketchups, and the winner is probably not your favorite brand. So this is Bill Daly in the Chicago Tribune. Ketchup and steak made for a controversial combo, true, but this is not the place to judge. So if you do choose to indulge talking to you, President Trump, then you might as well splash the best-tasting ketchup brand out there on your grilled slab of meat. Why would you put ketchup on a steak? I don't understand that at all. I just don't. I don't understand.
I can kind of see it, the sweet and the savory, but
no.
Just a little bit.
I mean, if it's a terrible piece of steak, maybe, you know, if it's an awful, awful piece of steak and you're like, oh, I guess I'm going to soak this thing in ketchup, I can see that. But if it's a great piece of steak and you put ketchup on it, ugh. The food and dining staff sampled 12 brands of ketchup as part of our month-long focus on craving steak. Tomato ketchup is so ubiquitous that it's easy to dismiss it as a simple sauce to be paired with French fries, meatloaf, scrambled eggs, and if you're far away from Chicago, a hot dog. By the way, don't. But it's there's a deceptive complexity to ketchup. Chef Christopher Prosperi always said ketchup combined all five of the basic tastes: sweet, sour, bitter, salty, and umami. As for ketchup on steak, a pairing Trump fashionably indulged in during his first visit to Washington, D.C. as a restaurant, a 2017 poll by Public Policy Polling showed 56% of the 800 registered voters contacted disapproved as a condiment on steak. This sort of reaction seems to belie an old advertisement promising that juicy steak and Heinz rich tomato ketchup are a winning combination all men go for. What? But then, an October 2017 poll by Mintel, the market research firm of 1,919 adult internet users who had bought condiments or dressing in the prior 6 months, noted that 30% of them reported using ketchup with red meat dishes. 69% used ketchup on a sandwich. 44% used ketchup in a recipe, and a brave 7% admitted to using ketchup on pizza. Ketchup on pizza? For this tasting, I decided to forego the steak because there's only so much you can ask for your colleagues. I also considered and rejected pairing ketchups with hot dogs and French fries. Pizza, frankly, didn't even enter my mind. I was curious to see how all the ketchups would rate tasted side by side with no accompaniment. Although the brands sampled were regular tomato ketchup, there were a surprising variation in color, texture, and flavor. A few tasted like cocktail sauce or canned tomato sauce. Some were sweet and some were spicy. Textures range from a smooth paste to a more coarse. Clearly not all ketchup is alike. This was a blind tasting, meaning tasters didn't know which ketchup was which. Each participant in the tasting was asked to rate each brand on appearance, aroma, texture, and flavor. The ketchups were purchased near the Chicago Tribune's new Randolph Street location at a Mariano's supermarket, Trader Joe's, and Whole Foods market. I also shopped for ketchup at Devon Market in Rogers Park. I did not buy membership-only club brands because I wanted ketchup for the general public that had a chance of buying. Prices listed are what I paid. So they have 12 ketchups. Coming in at number 12, Del Monte tomato ketchup. You ever have Del Monte tomato ketchup, Dan?
I can't say that I have.
I have when I was a kid. Esmeralda, did you ever have Del Monte tomato ketchup?
I don't think so.
It's not good. Del Monte's ketchup got little respect. Tastes like jarred tomato sauce, wrote one taster. Others compared it to a canned pasta and cocktail sauce, and others complained tasting only salt and sharp vinegar. $1.89 for 24 ounces of Del Monte tomato ketchup. Now, Del Monte sells canned tomatoes, and they sell those pretty well. I mean, that's a pretty well-known brand name for, like, stewed tomatoes or canned tomatoes. But I guess ketchup is obviously takes a little bit more than just tomatoes. We have a tie here, a three-way tie, between Hellman's Real Ketchup. Now, I've not tried this. I've seen commercials for it now. Hellman's, obviously, the mayonnaise manufacturers have stepped into the world of ketchup. Never tried it. I haven't tried it. Dan, have you tried it?
I have not.
Esmeralda, have you tried it?
I don't think so.
They would, you know, I think you'd know. They also, I think, if I'm not, am I not mistaken that they actually have the mixture of mayonnaise and ketchup that they call special sauce or whatever it is?
Right.
That's also now Hellman's, I think, also put that out. Hellman's, which tied with French's and the 78 brand for ninth place, is being billed as sweetened only with honey. One taster thought the brand had a rounder finish, almost cinnamon-esque and spicy. Another thought it was the sweetest of the ketchups and suggested that it would make good barbecue sauce base. Too sweet, so syrupy, blech, commented a third tester. Taster, $2.49 for 14 ounces. Much more expensive than Del Monte. And then French's tomato ketchup comes in next. That's another three-way tie with Hellman's and 78 brand. French's ketchup had notes of spice, tartness, and obviously sweetness. One taster found it more tomato-y than others and mildly sweet and a good balance. Another thought it smelled too sweet and found the taste earthy, actually not terrible. One naysayer said it was too sweet and wrote, "I can feel my teeth rotting." That's pleasant.
Going back to the previous entry, is ketchup the base of barbecue sauce?
You put ketchup in barbecue sauce, yeah. Yeah. I think almost all barbecue sauce, I would say, you know, in general, most barbecue sauce recipes have ketchup.
Interesting.
Yeah. 78 Red all-natural ketchup. I've never heard of this before. Produced in Poland for Chicago-based The 78 Brand Company, this ketchup tied for ninth with French's and Hellman's. It was a bit too sweet for a number of tasters, although one noted a deep umami flavor and a nice salt level, while others wrote a strong onion powder flavor. One unimpressed taster likened it to a sauce from canned ravioli. $2.79 for 17.2 ounces. 78 Red, all-natural ketchup. What's that? Dan, you look up the bottle on that? What does that look like? I don't think I've ever seen it. 78 Red, and it's produced in Poland, and the 78 brand company is Chicago-based.
So it looks like a sriracha bottle, almost kind of slash, you know, the bottle you get from TBK for the sauce.
Like that.
And
well, I've never heard of it, but it's got to be, you know.
It would make sense, obviously, with Chicago's Polish population.
Sure, of course. Next, we have another tie here. With Organicville Ketchup. Organicville Ketchup. Made with agave nectar, this organic ketchup tied for seventh place with Annie's. One taster expressed mixed feelings. Very sweet, too sweet. Strong cloves flavor that I like. Another thought Organicville would make a good base for a barbecue sauce. Thick, smooth, sweet, not much complexity. Another found good sweetness and a balance, but thought that needed more vinegar. $4.99 for 24 ounces. Organicville. And then the next that was also tied was Annie's Organic. This deep red ketchup tied with Organicville for seventh place. One taster said it was described the ketchup as smooth and peppery, but the tomato flavor was so mild, and another taster grumbled, rather lackluster and too sweet. Another likened it to sweet jam and thought it might be passable as a glaze. $3.49 for 24 ounces. Annie's Organic. All right, we'll continue with the ketchup talk here. Ketchup, though, is a brand. There's a brand loyalty thing. I mean, it's Heinz. That's the one that I think most people, when they're going to buy ketchup, most people buy Heinz. I remember when I went to the store to pick up some stuff when I was married, and I brought Hunt's ketchup back because it was on sale. My wife went, "What the hell is this?" I said, "It was on sale. It's ketchup." So it was on sale. She's like, "Why did you not get Heinz?" And I'm like, "Because it's Hunt's was on sale." She's not happy. Brand loyalty, man. I learned my lesson there.
Was this the Waterworld wife?
No. This was Heather. This was the second wife. I brought home Hunt's ketchup, and she was like, "No, that's not. No, the Waterworld wife wouldn't allow me to do anything."
Because I'm just imagining now the Waterworld wife, like, while you were sitting watching Waterworld, squirting Hunt's ketchup at you. Like, yeah. It was an episode of Double Dare.
I love that it's she's become the water world wife. I think that that's really pretty special.
Mm-hmm.
It's true, though. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll finish up the catch-up talk and move on to some other stuff. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you have brand loyalty and you want to jump in with any comments about this topic. 312-981-7200. We'll be right back. One of my favorite Van Morrison songs of all time. It's Two for Tuesday. Yeah, and you can get your requests in. One artist, two songs. 312-981-7200. Kevin requested that. It's Van Morrison, Tupelo Honey. Yeah, and it's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're talking about the Chicago Tribune. Bill Daly put together a taste test where he had a bunch of tasters test 12 different brands of ketchup with kind of surprising results, because most people who do use ketchup and buy ketchup get Heinz. That's usually the one that people get. I mean, I know that I do as well. But that came in at number 6 on this blind taste test. These were blind taste testers. Arguably the most iconic ketchup in the United States, this familiar brand faced a mixed reception from tasters, with only one of whom who correctly identified it during the blind tasting. Bright, sugary, tomatoey, but one note, kind of plain, Heinz. Okay. Another taster wrote, fine, rather one note, garlic and onion powders, tart, mediocre, sniffed a third, $1.99 for 14 ounces for Heinz. We have a tie here for red gold tomato ketchup. And that is tied with Whole Food Market's 365 Everyday Value brand. Sweetness was the hallmark for Red Gold's ketchup, which tied for fourth place with Whole Foods. One person liked that it tasted like tomato, sweet, tart, savory, but another complained, it's too sweet, I can't taste anything, $2.29 for 32 ounces. And then that was tied with the 365 Everyday Value organic tomato ketchup at Whole Foods. Ketchup tasted very salty, savory tomato with a sharp aftertaste, peppery, nuanced vinegar finish on the back of the tongue, said one taster. Another taster loved it, compared it almost to spaghetti sauce chilled out on vinegar and sugar. It's different, so that's why I'm drawn to it. And then check this out. Hunt's, the one that my ex-wife objected to, came in three higher than Heinz. Bright in color and zesty aroma, the smooth ketchup evoked memories of canned tomato sauce for one taster. Another thought the ketchup had a nice acid level with a hint of warm spices. A third taster rated Hunt's highly and thought it was her favorite brand. It wasn't. $1.59 for 24 ounces. And then Trader Joe's organic ketchup comes in second. Trader Joe's dark red ketchup sported a notable spice note and an aroma like crushed cooked tomato for one taster. A second taster called the ketchup her fave. Thought it smooth on the tongue and sweet. It had a nice sweet and a vinegar kick to finish. Tasted like overly sweet marinara. A third taster wrote, I would like this with mozzarella sticks, said one. But one naysayer criticized its strong onion and spice flavor, compared it to another. Another compared it to cold, intense tomato soup. It's Trader Joe's. And then number one, I have to say this. The number one brand here in this taste test has the best name of any of them. And I've never heard of this. Have you guys ever heard of Sir Kensington's Ketchup Classic? You ever heard of that, Dan?
Nope.
As well, did you ever hear of Sir Kensington's Ketchup Classic? I'd like to know who Sir Kensington is. Made with vine-ripened tomatoes and without high fructose corn syrup, Sir Kensington's far outscored the field to take first place. It was noticeably chunky. One taster likened it to tomato paste. And sported a flavor balance between sweet and spicy, one of the few with complexity, wrote a fan. Another taster noted that there were other flavors at work in this ketchup, like onions, and compared it to a good red pasta sauce. But a fourth taster said the brand, he still complained, this is fancy people ketchup. $4.29 for 20 ounces. Sir Kensington's Ketchup Classic.
Sir Kensington is basically the most interesting man on earth when it comes to ketchup.
Oh, all right.
Born to a merchant family in Great Britain, Sir Kensington attended Oxford universities for his course of undergraduate study.
So he's a real dude.
Real dude. Okay. Attaining degrees in mercantile trade, agronomy, and culinary arts. Inspired by herbal curiosities brought west by sail, he developed a wanderlust and shifted his focus to the Orient. There he was introduced to, how do you pronounce that beef? Wagyu. Upon being served, Catherine the Great of Russia leaned towards Sir Kensington to request a side of ketchup. Sir Kensington's spice chronicles were lost until 2008 when Brown University students Scott Norton and Mark Ramadan uncovered them, filed away, and forgotten in a library special collection.
Wow, it's like a Nicolas Cage movie.
Right?
What the hell's going on?
Enchanted by the simplicity of the recipe, Scott and Mark vowed to revive the ketchup in Sir Kensington tradition. The experiment yielded the first of many batches of the rare exceptional formula. Uncommon, healthful, and painstakingly prepared, it could bear no other name than Kensington himself.
Wow. They need to make a movie out of Sir Kensington. Yeah. Sir Kensington. Who? Hugh Grant, maybe?
Yes.
Hugh Grant could play Sir Kensington?
The label, he looks kind of like Mr. Monopoly.
Oh, is he a monocle?
Yeah, he does have a monocle.
Of course, because he's Sir Kensington. Anybody named Sir Kensington is born with a monocle.
They also serve ranch, mustard, mayonnaise, and Fabinets.
Uh-huh.
The world's first and only vegan mayo, made with aquafaba.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. I don't know why, but Sir Kensington's ranch doesn't sound...
it sounds like a lovely place to party, not necessarily eat.
Exactly. I'm going to Sir Kensington's ranch.
You can enjoy his avocado oil mayonnaise while you're there.
Oh, that actually sounds good. I'd have some of that. All right, Sir Kensington, my new hero. And he will be played by Hugh Grant in the film. the film will be directed by Steven Spielberg.
Catch up. It's Sir Kensington's Chronicles.
Sir Kensington's Chronicles. There it is. All right. Well, anyway, that's the number one. According to this taste test, Sir Kensington's Ketchup Classic is the best ketchup on Earth right now. It's $4.29 for 20 ounces. For all you ketchup aficionados out there. All right. You can check that out in print in the Chicago Tribune or online. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, 2 for Tuesday. 312-981-7200. Jesse chose a little Def Leppard with Rocket. Dan, didn't Def Leppard just play? And they just I think they played they just had a concert here in Chicago. And it was like Def Leppard and Journey.
That is the coming up. You're right. That's when I search for Def Leppard.
Def Leppard and Journey.
Def Leppard and Journey.
Yeah, that must have been something.
It is coming up July 14th.
Oh, July 14th.
At Wrigley Field.
Oh, that's right. That's right. They're going to be playing Wrigley. Wow, July 14th. My parents' anniversary. I can think of a better way to celebrate my parents' anniversary than take them to see Def Leppard and Journey.
Yeah, man.
Who would headline?
That's a good question.
My guess is Def Leppard.
I say I would go Journey.
I would go Journey. I would personally, if I were, you know, doing the bill, it would be Journey would headline. But I really think that Def Leppard is going to headline. One, you don't have a Steve Perry.
Correct.
That's there, right there. That knocks your chances of headlining down quite a bit if you don't have Steve Perry.
Def Leppard is listed first.
Oh, so Journey is headlining.
Well, Def Leppard, like Def Leppard and Journey.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, this is a true story, right? When Steve Perry left Journey, the next two guys they hired both sounded exactly like Steve Perry, and they were both named Steve. That was a prerequisite. Try to sound as much like Steve Perry as possible, which is a good thing, because Steve Perry, fantastic rock and roll singer. And you have to be named Steve. Maybe they legally made these guys change their name to Steve.
It was like CBS for a while. The late show host had to be named Craig.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely right.
Did you ever hear the story about the Arkansas School for the Deaf?
No.
So the they are the Arkansas. My friend Mark Guest brought this up to me. He actually bought a hoodie from them because he's a huge Def Leppard fan.
Yeah.
So the Arkansas School for the Deaf. So they decided when they were going to field an athletic team to call themselves the Leopards.
You're kidding.
So they are the Arkansas School for the Deaf Leopards.
That's fantastic. But they have the A in there, right?
They do have the A in there.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. Because, you know, Deaf Leopard, no A. So. Oh, boy. All right. Well, a Deaf Leopard 2 for coming your way. We already heard Rocket. Yeah, man. July 14th, Wrigley Field, man. Yeah, man. Yeah! Broccoli Rob's going.
Of course he is.
Yeah. Broccoli Rob's a big Def Leppard fan. Yeah. I'm looking at this commercial on TV right now. How many product tie-ins is this movie Uncle Drew tied to?
A lot.
Right now, it's an Aleve commercial. So it's like they're advertising this movie, and I don't understand this movie at all. I don't know what to make of it. And then there's like the General Insurance.
Right, because Shaq's in it.
Shaq is in it.
Shaq's in the movie, yeah.
I don't understand this movie.
Have you ever seen the Shaq and the General's playful banter?
Yes, I have. I don't understand. The movie is what I don't understand.
Right.
I understand Shaq's involvement with that, but I don't understand the movie. Are they real? I know Shaq's in it. There's some NBA players.
Yeah, Kyrie Irving is Uncle Drew. He plays for the Celtics.
Right, and they're all old age makeup. They're wearing like old age makeup.
Right. It started as a commercial a few years ago for Reebok, I believe.
Oh, is that how it started?
Right.
Okay.
And so what would happen is Kyrie Irving would get the old man makeup on, show up at a black top.
I know what you're talking about. And then school these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that's how they made a whole movie.
made a whole movie out of it. Yeah.
But Nick Kroll is in it. Yep. Tiffany Haddish is in it. Lil Ray, the guy from Get Out,
right,
is in it. He's the lead. I just don't know what to make of it. I'm going to see it.
Right.
You know, it could be funny.
Could be.
But there's like 27 different. They've got so many product tie-ins and so many weird ones.
Yep.
So. Okay. This story, Dan, I want to ask people if they could live out any video game, what would it be? Okay, you have a favorite video game, you love video games. What are some of your favorite video games? What video game would you like to live out? Because if you go to Tokyo, you could live out Mario Kart. Esmeralda, you a fan of Mario Kart?
You know, I never really played it.
Oh. But you like the Super Mario. Which one? Which of the Mario? Isn't there one Mario Brothers that you liked, Esmeralda?
I like the second one.
The second one. Super Mario Brothers 2, right? What do they do in that one? They throw barrels and jump over barrels and stuff?
The big thing that they do is they can pull stuff out of the ground.
Oh, wait. Is that where they eat mushrooms and stuff?
I mean, they all eat mushrooms.
I don't know. I don't play the game. They can pull stuff out of the ground. Okay. Well, Mario Kart, you can actually do this now. And this got me thinking, what video games would you like to actually act out if you had the opportunity to bring one of your favorite video games to life? Which one would it be, and which one would you like to do? 312-981. And this is a real story I'm reading right here. This is an actual real story. Always dreamed of racing through city streets in your very own go-kart while wearing a Super Mario costume? Then go to Japan. Drawing comparisons to Nintendo's ever-popular Mario Kart racing games, Maricar provides go-kart tours of three Japanese cities, Tokyo, Osaka, and Okinawa. Before hitting the road, visitors dress up in one of their its available character costumes, and it takes you out of your daily lives. Catherine Ishii, who is the manager of Maricar Tokyo, says that you wear costumes, you ride go-karts that kind of look like toys, but it's an actual real car, so wearing the costume kind of puts you into the zone. And then you're on the cart, and you do the tour, and it amps up the experience. Dan, you're a Mario Kart guy, right?
Yeah, we played it a lot in college.
Yeah? Would you go to Japan and put on a Mario costume and go nuts?
Yeah. I mean, I would be Bowser, but yeah, I mean, that was...
What's Bowser?
Bowser's the dinosaur.
He's the dinosaur. There's a dinosaur that drives a cart?
Yes.
How many different characters are there?
Oh, there's 30, I want to say.
30?
Yeah. Because you got Mario, you got Luigi, you got Wario, you got that's the bad version of him. You got Princess Peach, Toad.
So all of the
Yoshi.
So all of the characters from all the video games
right.
are available to do as Mario yeah. Kart,
including Donkey Kong and Donkey Kong Jr.
Oh, okay. Is Donkey Kong's cart big? It's got to be a giant
no,
cart, right?
No, it's small. That's why it's funny.
Oh, cuz he's oversized and he's hang Oh, yep. I see.
And he throws bananas out to trip up other players.
Banana boil?
Banana oil. Literal banana oil slicks.
Oh.
And that's not tomfoolery. That is the truth.
That's truth. That's, yeah. Okay. Anyone with an international driving permit or a valid Japanese driver's license can join the tour. The carts reach up to 80 kilometers per hour. But instead of racing to overtake each other, Mario Kart drivers have to abide by public speed limits and rules of the road. Well, now, how is that fun? Don't you want to be able to drive like a lunatic, like you can on the Mario Kart? Even if you're going like 40 or 50 kilometers per hour, it feels like 80 or 90 because of the open-type go-kart. You're really close to the ground. In addition to Super Mario Brothers characters, riders can choose from a variety of costumes, including such as Superman or Minions. What if Superman does? He can fly. Why the hell is he going to drive a go-kart? What's that all about? Why would you?
Maybe he's tired.
He's tired. He just wants to drive a go-kart. The guy can fly. And he's only going to go 40 kilometers? He's faster than a speeding bullet, this guy. I think it's silly to a degree, says the manager. I think that's why we can't stop smiling. Everybody ends with a smile. It's even spawned copycat events. A few cities in Australia are now offering mushroom racing. Another Mario Kart-inspired experience. However, there are actual races held on enclosed circuits. Running the gimmicky street cart tour isn't without road bumps. A few accidents involving Mario Kart drivers have reportedly occurred since the tour started in Tokyo in 2015. It was also involved in a legal dispute with Nintendo when the company filed a lawsuit against Mario Kart for offering a Mario Kart-inspired experience without Nintendo's permission in 2017. Mario Kart was allowed to keep the trademark and continue to provide tours after the Japan Patent Office ruled against Nintendo. Its website now includes a disclaimer saying Mario Kart is, quote, in no way a reflection of the game Mario Kart. Really? All right, well, let's see. So you can go to Japan right now and be a Mario Kart or a Minion or one of the Mario Kart Minion characters and drive around Tokyo or two other cities in Japan and recreate Mario Kart, even though it's not associated with Mario Kart in any way. So, and then that begs the question, what video game would you like to bring to life? 312-981-7200. Here's John on WGN. Hey, John.
Good morning, Nick. How's everything over there in the central time zone?
Good.
I'm an hour ahead of you, so I've already got the forecast for you for the next hour.
Okay, thanks.
Anyway, this is back in the 1980s. The game is called Spy Hunter. You sat down in the booth, and as soon as you put your 50 cents in and hit the start button, the James Bond theme started playing.
Mm.
You had a mission, and the various roles you played, you were, of course, in the Austin Marley, or the Austin Healy. I'm sorry, I can't remember the name of the car. But, you know, you had your oil slick, and your missiles, and then if you got in the right spot, you were suddenly transformed into a speedboat.
Oh, so you went from the Aston Martin to a speedboat, and okay. So you
had the water right next to you as you were driving.
Right.
So you ducked into a waterfront little area, and also you were a speedboat. But you had to get into that area, otherwise you stayed the car.
Mm.
And then, if you were able to maneuver your speedboat in the right spot, you were suddenly back in the car, but this time you were on snow.
Oh, I see. So it changes.
So you had to be really careful
right.
how fast you were going.
Right.
And, of course, meanwhile, there's enemy agents trying to kill you.
Right. Wow. All right. Well, that sounds like a fantastic thing that I don't think can be recreated without killing anyone. Especially, Dan, if you automatically just change to a speedboat. How are you going to do that in real life? I mean, is the vehicle that you're driving is suddenly going to change into a speedboat?
I like it.
I do too.
Real quick before we break, yeah. You know that late we had a you big dummy from a couple weeks ago that was a bumper cart lady.
Oh right, she was driving the bumper cart.
I wonder if it was the same thing. I wonder if she was getting ready for this
training for her trip to Tokyo while driving a bumper car down the middle of the street. And she was one of the dummies of the week. Didn't win though. All right, we're going to break, and what would you like to recreate, video game or movie? Because the first thing that popped into my head is not a video game, but it would be Fury Road. I would love to try and recreate Fury Road with the polecats, the dudes on the poles and all that stuff. It would be fantastic. And those were real guys, too, man. That wasn't CGI. Those were guys that were hanging on those poles, swinging back and forth like 25 feet in the air. So, all right, we'll take a break, and we want to hear from you guys. You can recreate Mario Kart in Japan. What else would you like to recreate? 312-981-7200. We have already one vote for Spy Hunter, so let's figure it out. Two for Tuesday continues.
Yeah, man, Two for Tuesday.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. Jesse requesting some Def Leppard. That's the second of the two, bringing on the heartbreak. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. For Tuesday. The Bong Marine is on the way, and Skip Skipley is going to be here, and we're going to play another round of For the Record coming up, and you get to hear Esmeralda sing. That's why the cats are gathering outside to get ready. That's all coming up. And I just read this story about this real thing that's been happening in Japan the past few years, where you could basically recreate Mario Kart on the streets of Japan. And live out your fantasies, dressed up like a minion, even. So, and people are doing it. And I was just thinking, what video games would you like to recreate? That if you had the possibility to recreate them, we had one vote for Spy Hunter. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. The only video game that I really was good at was Galaga, but I don't know if I want to recreate Galaga. That doesn't seem like a lot of fun. I was never a big video game guy. Esmeralda, would you like to maybe recreate one of the Grand Theft Auto games in real life? Then you can kill a bunch of people.
I'd probably do Street Fighter.
Oh, Street Fighter. Oh, yeah. Yes. Now, how many versions of Street Fighter? There's a ton of them, right? There's a ton of different versions of Street Fighter?
Ooh, I'm not sure.
Yeah, so Street Fighter would be your choice to live recreate Street Fighter. Yeah, you have to bring in. Wasn't Van Damme was in the movie, right? And Raul Julia.
Yeah,
it was Raul Julia's last movie. So, what about you, Dan? Is there a video game that you would like to? I know you're a Mario Kart guy,
yeah,
so
Mario Kart would be fun. I agree with Esmeralda that Mario Brothers. Esmeralda, did you ever play Kung Fu on Nintendo?
I did not.
So it was a...
Kung Fu?
Kung Fu.
Uh-huh.
And just a guy who was trying to save his girlfriend from the big bads, and a very Bruce Lee-esque type game that I can never beat, but I spent a lot of time playing.
It wasn't based on the old TV show from the 70s, right?
No association there. Yeah. So.
Okay. So it was just generic Kung Fu.
Generic Kung Fu.
All right, let's see. What else? Dave in Oak Creek said, Nick, I would play any racing game like Drive or Demo Derby.